Royalty Defeated by Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1878. As the hansom cab turned the corner into Belgrave Square, Lord Winton Shriver said, "You're looking very down in the mouth, old fellow. If I had your life, I think I'd be fairly cheerful." Michael, Earl of Danesbury, gave his friend a rueful grin. "If you had my life, Wynne, you would run a mile. You know what is going to happen when we reach this party, don't you?" "Yes, we're going to celebrate the engagement of our old friend, Viscount Allerton, to the Honourable Laura Conway. Mind you, just the thought of it depresses me." Lord Winton's handsome, willowy person seemed to shrink into the corner of the cab at the mere idea of marriage. Lord Danesbury, equally handsome but more robustly built, grinned at his friend. Winton, Wynne to his friends, was a flirt. A hardened flirt, some said. Although it had always seemed to Michael Danesbury that it was his soft-heartedness that got him into trouble. Wynne simply could not see a pretty face without going weak at the knees, but he fled all suggestions of marriage like the plague. Michael also avoided marriage, but for different reasons. Since he had become Earl of Danesbury 3 years ago, he had been a target for matchmaking mamas and their eager daughters. He wanted none of them, but he knew that tonight, as always, he would have to dodge the webs that were being spun for him. Now he repeated his question. "You know what will happen when we arrive at Conway House, don't you? You will be surrounded by beautiful girls, all trying to catch your attention," Wynne observed. "Don't ask me to feel sorry for you." "Well, you should. Beautiful they may be, but each one of them has the light of matrimony in her eyes. They do not see me. They see my coronet. They see being mistress of Danesbury House and Danesbury Castle. So, take your pick of them." "No, that is not good enough for me. I want a woman who loves me for myself alone, without caring about the title." "But how will you ever know?" Wynne pointed out practically. "I shall know. When I meet the one and only, I shall know that her heart is true and honest. Otherwise, she is not the one for me." "Well, you be careful," Wynne warned. "Some of the parents are getting very clever. Do you know how James Allerton came to propose to Laura?" "I have heard some disquieting rumours." "The truth is that he never proposed to her. Her father asked to see the Queen and said he had damaged her reputation just because they talked for too long in the garden."
"So the rumours are true," Michael exclaimed with a touch of alarm.
"Her Majesty sent for Allerton and told him she would not tolerate such behaviour. The Prince of Wales was there, and he said he could not abide any scandal."
"Him?" Michael said in disgust. "The man is a walking scandal himself.
One mistress after another. Only recently he was threatened with blackmail on account of some letters he had written to one of them. That is why he's being a bit careful at the moment. He told Allerton that he could only associate with men of good character, so he must either do the decent thing or be dismissed from Her Royal Highness's circle."
"Damned hypocrite," Michael observed.
"I could not agree more, old boy. But that is how it's done these days, and you can be sure that the Randalls know it. You had better watch out."
"I don't know what you mean," Michael replied uncomfortably.
"Oh, yes, you do. Lady Alice has been trying to get her pretty little claws into you for some time."
"Well, she hasn't succeeded."
"My point exactly. She's becoming frustrated. So are her parents. And frustration breeds ideas."
"Damn it, Wynne. I've a good mind to jump out of this cab and run for it."
"Too late. You have formally accepted the invitation, and we're nearly there."
Michael groaned, but it was true. The hansom cab was drawing up in front of a house which was brilliantly lit in every window. From inside came the sound of music, and the large front door was open as a stream of gorgeous...